This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages kidnapped in a Hamas attack on October 7th, and at least 55 have died in Gaza strikes. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 50 people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The UN General Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Former NASA astronaut William Anders has died in a plane crash. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Retired Major General William Anders, the former Apollo 8 astronaut who took the iconic Earthrise photo showing the planet as a shadowed blue marble from space in 1968, was killed Friday in a plane crash. Anders was piloting alone when his older model Beech A45 plummeted into the waters off the San Juan Islands in Washington State. He was 90. His son, Greg Anders, confirmed the death to the Associated Press. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are investigating. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden says France was America's, quote, first friend at its founding and is one of its closest allies more than two centuries later. Biden is in Paris, where he's being honored with a state visit Saturday by French President Emmanuel Macron. The leaders are aiming to show their partnership on global security issues and ease past trade tensions. At a state dinner, Macron said in his toast that, quote, united we stand, divided we fall. The French leader added, allied we are and allied we will stay. The American president followed by saying the U.S. and France have been, quote, unyielding as well as unwavering in our partnership. Biden added, that's what democracies do. Real-world mileage standards for new vehicles are rising to 38 miles per gallon in 2031 under a new Biden administration rule. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031 for passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. The administration says the new standards will save almost 70 billion gallons of gas through 2050. I'm Shelley Adler.
Serbia's populist president has called for peace and harmony in the Balkans, even as he and the Bosnian Serb separatist leader organized a large nationalist gathering that featured calls for unity of all Serbs in the region. Such messages have raised eyebrows in neighboring states. The, quote, all-Serb assembly with a slogan, one people, one gathering, included thousands of Bosnian Serbs and those who traveled to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, from neighboring countries, including Montenegro and North Macedonia. The meeting came only weeks after the UN General Assembly voted to designate July 11th as an International Day of Reflection and Commemoration of the 1995 genocide of more than 8,000 Bosnian Muslims killed by Bosnian Serb forces. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.